Hoysa gavo mi chaf amma ubona itztavo b'emtziusa. It was higher than 20 amas. You built a platform in the middle and made it less than 20 amas. Yesh misvas itztavo l'dofen arba amas l'chol ruach v'ruach psuva. There's arba amas or more from the itztavo till the walls, then it's possible. Pachas mi arba amas k'shera, because they say that dofen akuma. Maiko mashmalon damrin dofen akuma. That here also you say dofen akuma, haynu hach, same case we had before. Mao the same, a dofen akuma miruach achas amir, avol kol ruach v'ruach lo, kamashmalan. That even though here you have to say dofen akuma from all the four sides to make the, or at least three sides to make the sukkah kosher, that's the chiddush. Rashi. Im yesh misvas itztavo l'kosel, ulekosel hasheni, shirchiku mimenu dalet amas, psula. We did this already. One second. No Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Hoysa pchusa miyud tvachim v'chokak bo kedei lashlima liasora. The opposite case. Sukkah was less than 10 tvachim high, and you dug a little ditch to be mashlimit to 10 tvachim. And the ditch has the shear of a sukkah. So the ditch is in the middle of the sukkah, and it's 7 by 7. So im yesh misfas chak or the kosel gimel tvachim psula. If there's 3 tvachim or more from the edge of the ditch till the wall, it's possible. Because then the wall and the part of the sukkah that is kosher is, there's no connection to each other. The chakak ba guma be'emtzah, Rashi says, you dug a little ditch in the middle of the sukkah, kedei lashlim asara, keneged haguma. All the schach that is opposite the ditch is 10 tvachim off the ground, because the ground level now went down. Uva'osa guma hechsher sukkah b'orif arochav. And the guma itself has the minimal measurements of a sukkah, 7 by 7. But if there's less than 3 tvachim between the edges of the guma and the walls, then it's kosher. Rashi, pachos mishlosha kelavud, halacha moshe misina. Anything less than 3 tvachim is considered lavud. The chashvinim leikilu hachak lavud umagir akosel. So Rashi says lavud is pshat, we consider as if a space that's less than 3 tvachim doesn't exist, and the thing is as if it was closer to the wall. Lavud snif. Lavud means to attach something, attached. Dover shemarichin also al yedei snifim, they listen of chak al chak, something that you extend, it's like it's extended to that point. Since there's less than 3 tvachim space between, so that space is like it doesn't exist, and the thing extends to the other side of it. Why by the case of the itztava, where the sukkah is higher than 20 amas, and you build an itztava, there, as long as it's not 4 amas from the wall, is okay. And here, it has to be within 3 tvachim when you dig down. Over there, there's a wall. Right, so except that the wall is too high. So by a wall, there's a halacha moshe sinai that you say dofen akuma. So therefore, it's considered as if the wall curves over to the part that's not high, too high. Mashenkin over here, hacha v'shavye dofen. Over here, there is no wall. You want to create a wall because less than 10 tvachim is not a mechitza. Less than 10 tvachim doesn't have a din of a wall at all. You want to create a wall by now making this 10 tvachim. So if it's within 3 tvachim of that, then it's a wall. If it's not within 3 tvachim, it's not a wall. So the halach of dofen akuma was only said by a dofen, not to create a dofen. Okay, Rashi. Hosam di isil a dofen, pachas mi arba amas, hosam di ikashem dofen alav. There's a wall. It happens to be 20 amas high, but it's still considered a wall. They're called dofen sheinu pachas miyud shmo dofen. Any dofen that's 10 tvachim or higher is called a wall. That's a mechitza. Ba'afilu gavod l'raki, even if the wall is up to the heavens. 20 amas doesn't make it not a mechitzah. Hilkach ad arba amas chaser mashehu agmei rachmar l'moshe dofen akuma. Once you have a wall, so if there's less than 4 amas between that and the hechsher sukkah, it's kosher because of dofen akuma. Hacha pachas miyud ein shem dofen alav. But anything that's less than 10 tvachim high doesn't have it's not a mechitza. It's not a dofen. Ela hashtahu deba'in l'shavi dofen. By digging down, you want to make it now a dofen by making it 10 tvachim. So if that digging down is within 3 tvachim of the wall, then it's considered next to the wall. But if it's more than 3 tvachim away from the wall, so the wall is not a wall, and you can't say dofen akum on something that's not a wall. Hilkach b'masha'enu dofen lo admi rachmana. The Torah didn't, the Gemara, the Halacha Moshe Sinai is not on something that's not a wall. The Hadofen Akuma Agmrei, the High Lav Dofenu. The Halacha Moshe Sinai was on a Dofen Akuma, not on something that's not a Dofen. Hilkach Pachos Migimel Tvachim Bechol Duchto Lavadhu Shaper Domi. Therefore, there's another Halacha Moshe Sinai that less than 3 Tvachim is not considered a space. So if the chakak is less than 3 tvachim from the wall, it's considered as if the wall is contiguous with the chakak. The male of the wall goes down 10 tvachim. The ilo, low. But if it's not within 3 tvachim of the chakak, then the wall is separate from the chakak and the wall doesn't have 10 tvachim. It's possible.
Okay.
Yeah. 7 by 7. Okay. Next case. Hoysa gavol mi esrim amo. The sukkah was higher than 20 amos. Ubana ba amud shu gavoa asara tfachim. The yesh bo hechsher sukkah. Here now we have an amud. Before we had an ichtava. And the pashtus, it's really machlos rishon, but we'll learn the simple way. The ichtava was not itself 10 tfachim high. It's just that it made it less than 20 amos high. In other words, whatever it was five tefachim, and that made it less than 20 amas. Here you have an amud. An amud is itself 10 tefachim high. Okay? Bona bo amud shugavo asara tefachim, the yesh bo hechsher sukkah. Now you have this platform that's 10 tefachim high, 7 by 7 minimal, in the middle of this sukkah that's higher than 20 amas. Right, that's basically the difference. An amud is an itztava that's 10 tefachim high. And the itztava was where it wasn't 10 tefachim high. Sovar Abaya lemeimer, gud asik mechitzta. Abaya held that if you're standing on this amud, so it's kosher. Because, and it's talking now where it's more than 4 amas away from the, what's it called, from the walls. So the original walls of the sukkah can't be used. So this platform has no walls to it. But it has walls that go from the ground till the top of the platform. And they're 10 tefachim high. The klal is gudasik. That once the mechitza is 10 tefachim, it extends up ad l'shamayim. So Abaya held, if you're standing on top of this platform, right, you have 4 mechitzas around you, right, that go up till the top of the platform. They extend now up, so you might see, and they go up till the schach. And that's less than 20 amas. Right now it's 20 amas less 10 tefachim. So the chori, you're standing in a kosher sukkah. Ah, you don't see any walls? Tough luck, right? It's halacha, good asik, right? Amar le rava, bo'ina mechitzas hanikaros v'leka. No. In order to have a sukkah that's kosher, you have to have mechitzas that you can see. And here there are no mechitzas you can see in the place where you're standing. You have to look down to see mechitzas. That's not good enough. Right, there has to be at least mechitzas that surround you in order to be kosher. Okay, Rashi. Ubana ba amud gavo asara, rochok min tefanos harbe. Not within 4 amas of the walls. Ubo hechsher sukkah. And this amud has the minimal measurements of a sukkah, 7 by 7. Sheesh barov shal shivo mashu al shivo mashu. Good asik mechitzta shall amud shemibachut saviv. So Abaya wanted to say that if you're standing on top of this platform, you're standing in a kosher sukkah. Because you have schach ahead on top of you, you have 10 tvachim of mechitzas beneath you, which considered like they go up. So imaginary, you have 4 walls around you and schach on top of you. Higbiyam asorah svivos Rosho, Bahari Yeshbo Hen Gavoa Yud, the Chashuva Sukha Rosho. Right, Lamaisa, extend these walls above the, what's it called, the top of the platform, because they go up indefinitely, and now you're sitting, you're standing in a kosher sukkah. The dofne ha'amud dofno seha al yidei gunosik. The walls of the sukkah will be the extension of the walls of the amud. Uschach shol ma'ala kosherla. De'eno l'ma'al nikhaf mirosh ha'amud. And the schach isn't 20 amas over the platform, it's 20 amas minus 10 tefachim. So, okay. Tana Rabbana. Noatz arbo kundesin. The sichech al gabon. You put four posts in the floor, and we'll see there at least what's it called, a tefach on each side. Right? They extend on two directions. They're like a corner piece. They extend two directions. The sichech al gabon, so you only have a frame. You don't have any walls. You have a frame. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, we'll see later, the reason is because since there's a tefach to each direction, it's another halacha that the walls extend out from a tefach outward. So it's if you have a whole wall. Those are called diyumdin. They're pillars, posts, that extend to two directions, a tefach at least. The Chachamim posts, the Chachamim hold that there's no such halacha. Right, you have to have actually seven tefachim and of wall, and that's it. This doesn't help. Omer Rav Huna, machlokes al sfas hagag. So Rav Huna said, this machlokes is not what I just explained. The machlokes is talking where the frame is contiguous with the facade of the building. You built it on a roof. And the frame is, what's it called, on the edge of the roof. So now you have another mechitza. The mechitza of the house extends up. So you have schach, you have a whole area around you that's open, but the walls of the house are more than 10 tefachim high, so as soon as they're 10 tefachim, they go up indefinitely. So again, the imaginary walls go up to the schach, and you're surrounded by imaginary walls that are made from the walls beneath you, the walls of the house. Right, that's what Rava said before. Now we think maybe it's better, because the walls that you had on the Amud were not nicker to anybody. Right, they're totally external. But here, the walls of the house are nicker to the people in the house. So Zahava meaneth to say this is better. These are mechitzos nikaros, because up until the roof, inside the house, you see the walls. So now, the fact that they extend up, maybe that's called mechitzos nikaros. Right, this is better than the case of the Amud. Rabbi Yaakov Sovra Amrinan Gud Asik Mechitzta, Rabban and Savri Lo Amrinan Gud Asik Mechitzta. Right? Rabbi Yaakov holds that Gud Asik will help to make it a kosher sukkah, and the Rabban hold you don't say that. Not that you don't say Gud Asik, but Gud Asik won't make it a kosher sukkah. Avo Be'emtza Hagag Divrei Yaakov Psula. But if these frame is in the middle of the roof, farther away than from far away from the side of the roof, more than three tefachim away from the side of the roof, then for sure it's no good, because there's no walls. Right? And you can't use the walls of the house, because the walls of the house are more than three tefachim away from the place where your sukkah is, where the schach is. Rav Nachman Omar, the emtsa hagag machlokis. Rav Nachman says, no, the whole machlokis is only where it's in the middle of the roof. And then the shaila is, like we said before, the shaila is, do the mechitza, since there's a tefach to each direction, do we consider that tefach to spread out or not? That's one machlokas, right? The Iboyelahu. So now we have a shaila in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said the machlokas is in the middle of the roof. What does he hold at the edge of the roof? Does he hold over there everybody would hold his kosher? Or does he hold that they have the same machlokas over there? In other words, the machlokas is basically, do you extend mechitzas or not? Even if they're imaginary. So you can extend them horizontally, you can extend them vertically. So it's the same machlokas, really, just horizontal and vertical. So Iboyelu, Be'emtza Agag Machlokas, Aval Sfas Agag Divrei Yaakov Kshera. Rav Nachman holds that it's only if it's in the middle of the roof where there's a machlokas. And there the machlokas is, do you extend the mechitzes horizontally? But if it's on the edge of the roof, everybody holds, you extend the mechitzes vertically. Oh, Dilmer, maybe Rav Nachman meant to say, bein bezu machlokas. Take. Right? Or maybe Rav Nachman held that the machlokas is in both. Do you extend imaginary mechitzas vertically or horizontally? And the Rabbanan hold no, and Rabbi Yaakov holds yes in both cases. Okay, there's a big Rambam here. The Maisha comes out, the Rosh says, that the maskon of the Gemara is, teiku, we don't know if the machlokas is in both cases or not. Right? And Pashas, we had the case before, Rava said clearly that mechitzas that are not nikkur are not good for a good asik. And even though the Gemara had a havamina to say that this is better because people live in the house, but the Rabbanan holds no good. So that case is no good. How about the case of what's it called? So the case of extending the things horizontally, that we have, what's it called, that the Rabbanan holds no good. But the case of extending it vertically, maybe, Taka, according to Rav Nachman, the Rabbanan hold it is good in that case. And it's different than the case of the Amud. So what's the halacha? Sofik d'raisa l'chumra. Right, yafi machmer. That's how the Rosh paskin. The Rambam holds that in the case where it's on the edge of the house, it's kosher. Even though the Gemara seems to say it's a suffix. So some say the Rambam had a different gears than the Gemara, and therefore, what's it called? He didn't have this thing that the teiku is going on both cases. And there's a lot of others that are Chaim Brisker here or whatever. It's not for here. Okay, in any case, you should realize that the Pashas Halacha is, in both cases, that it's possible misafik. And the Rambam seems to say in the case where it's on the edge of the roof that it's kosher. Okay. Basic. Oh, let's see, Rashi. Machlokes al svas hagag, de mechitzas habayis tachteho, keneged bein akundesin, v'ikla meimer gurasik. Right, machlokas is on the edge of the house, and the rabbanim would hold Taka, it's no good because you need mechitzos nikaros, and Rabbi Yaakov would hold no, it's, you don't need mechitzos nikaros. Like we explained, this is better than the case before because inside the house people can see the mechitzos. Aval be'emtza gad shein tachteh mechitzos avit, but if it's in the middle of the roof, far away, more than three tvachim away from the edge of the roof, then everybody holds it possible. Divrei Yaakov psula. Velo daya bar basa kundesin lios lo shem dal mechitzos. Doesn't help just to have a frame with four poles on the side to be considered walls. Hachi garsina v'Rav Nachman omer be'emtza gag machlokas. Rav Nachman said, no, the machlokas is only in the middle of the roof. V'al yidea kundesin Rav Yaakov yachshira, and still Rav Yaakov holds its kosher, v'gon shem rochav techa v'chol tzideyam, like we explained, where they are a tefach extended to each side. So you have corner pieces that extend a tefach to each direction. The ika shem mechitzas tefach mitzofen ledorum, the shem mechitzas tefach mimizrach lemariv, b'chol achas v'achas k'dlekamon. You have a tefach extending from east to west and from north to south on two sides. A tefach on this side, tefach on the other side. So all the walls have a tefach on both sides of the wall. For and Rabbi Yaakov holds that's good enough to be considered a mechitza, and it's the same concept. You extend the mechitza imaginary. For Rabbanan Savri lo miskasher ela b'shtei mechitzas keil chosan kishir meshech sukkah v'shlisa fil tefach. The Rabbanan holds no. In order to be a kosher sukkah, you have to have at least two walls that are mamish seven tefachim wide, actually, not imaginary, and the other one is at least a tefach. That's what we'll get to later, how that's built up, right? But they hold that these imaginary mechitzas don't help. I need mechitzas mikaros. Aval b'sfas hagag divrei akok sheira damrin gerasi. But the rabbanim would agree that in the case where it's on the edge of the roof, it would be okay because what's it called over there? It's not an imaginary mechitza because it's nicker to the people inside the house. That's the way we'll learn. Okay. What v'chi emtsa gag domi. Let's go on. Okay, what? No, that's the Shaila. And the Gemara says Teiku. It means that it remains a suffix. Rashi just explaining that part of the Gemara. Maybe this is what he meant, or maybe the Gemara goes on, maybe that you like the other one. Rashi just explained one part of the Gemara. Okay. Now, Meisvei. Noatz dalid kundesim ba'aretz v'sichach al gavan. Not on a roof. You put four posts in the ground. You made a frame, and you put the schach on top of the frame. Rabbi Yaakov ma'asher v'chacham posel. Here Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher, and the rabbanon say it's posel. V'ha'aretz dekeem tzagag domi. V'kom ma'asher Rabbi Yaakov. Right, l'chora, we said before that the whole machlokus is only that. That's what Rav Nachman. Yeah. No, Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that the machlokus is only on the edge of the roof, but in the middle of the roof, everybody holds his posel. Now the Gemara says not true. You see that Rav Yaakov is machsher even a frame that's on the ground. So it's that on the ground is like in the middle of the roof. There's no mechitzas on the side going up, right? And still, Rabbi Yaakov is machsher. Tiyufta, the Rav Huna tiyufta. So this is a totally refutes what Rav Huna said, that the machlokas is only on the side of the roof, but in the middle everybody would hold his posel. It's not true. Rabbi Yaakov is machsher even in the middle of the roof, even on the ground, right? The od beemtzahu the polig of asfas hagag divrei akol kshera, right? Mashma that the machlokas is only where it's what's it called in the middle, but if it would be on the sides, everybody holds kosher. Leimatavit yufta the Rav Huna betarte. Let's say that this is a refutes Rav Huna in both parts. Rav Huna said that on the what's it called on the sides of the roof, that's where the machlokas is. In the middle of the roof, everybody holds his posel. We already refuted Rav Huna that in the middle of the roof everybody holds its parcel. It's not true. You see, they argue even in the middle of the roof, even on the ground. How about the other side? That there's still a machlokas on the sides. Maybe not. Maybe the machlokas is only in the middle. On the sides, everybody holds its kosher, right? Amar lecha Rav Huna, pligi b'emtza gagvu adin al sfasaga. No, you can't refute me in both things. Maybe they are. I agree. This refutes what I said, that in the middle of the gag everybody holds his posel. But it doesn't refute what I said, that the machlokas is also on the edge of the gag. Maybe they argue in both cases. Not that they only argue in the middle of the gag and the edges are okay according to everybody. So then why do they argue in the middle of the roof if the argument extends even to the sides? To tell me the koach of Rabbi Yaakov, that he's koach de hetera adif, that even in the middle where it's less svara, you don't have good asik, he still holds kosher. But in a chanami, the same machlokas applies to the middle and to the sides, and like we explained, the same concept. Do you extend mechitzas either horizontally or vertically, imaginary? That's the shaila. Okay. Now the Gemara says, if that's the case, then maybe we can refute Rav Huna on both counts. One thing we refuted Rav Huna, that he said in the middle of the gag, nobody argues, always possible, and now we saw that even on the ground they argue. So that's the same thing as the middle of the gag. And that which Rav Huna said, that the machlokas is even on the sides, that's where the machlokas is. Maybe not. Maybe the machlokas is only in the middle, and on the sides everybody holds his kosher. Rashi says no, don't be madaik like that. The machlokas is in both places. So we only refuted Rav Huna that there is no machlokas in the middle, that everybody holds kosher. That's not true. But maybe they also argue on the sides, the same machlokas. So why did they say the machlokas dafka in the middle? To tell me that even there Rabbi Yaakov is machshir. But in Echanami, the Rabbanan pasul in both cases. Tana Rabbanan. Noatz arba kundesim ba'oretz v'sichich al gabon. Now we're going back to another brayso of the same machlokas in the middle of the gag or on the ground. You put up a frame and you put schach on top of the frame. Rabbi Yaakov Omer Roin Kol Shilu Yechakaku V'Yachlaku V'Yesh Bohem Tefach Lekan V'Tefach Lekan Nidom Mimishum Diyomid V'Imlav Ein Nidom Mimishum Diyomid. Rabbi Yaakov holds like this. If you had a corner piece, then Rabbi Yaakov holds for sure that's kosher, and the Rabbanan still holds no good, because you have a Tefach to each direction from both sides, that's an imaginary mechitza. It's okay. That's what Rabbi Yaakov holds. What happens if you don't have a corner piece? You have a round pole. So then Rabbi Yaakov says even more than that. If you could carve out the pole and you'll have a tefach to each side, then you imagine in imaginary there's a tefach to each side and imaginary that it extends. Okay? You consider the round thing, right? If you would be able to carve it out and there would remain a tefach on each side, then that's just as good as if it would be a corner piece. Shohei Rabbi Yaakov Omer, diyum de sukkah tefach. Rabbi Yaakov held that diyumid means a dual omud. It goes to two directions. It's a tefach, each way. And if it's round, if there's enough to carve out, to make it a tefach, each way is also okay. The Chachamim omrim ad shushtayim kilchos nor shlishis afil tefach. The Chacham hold no, there's no such thing, there's no such halacha that a tefach in each direction is going to make a wall. You have to have at least seven tefachim solid and two walls, and the third one can be a tefach, which we'll learn later how that tefach is fixed up. But if you don't have two solid walls of seven tefachim, there's no hechsher sukkah. Rashi. Kol she'ilu yechakeku v'yachloku b'kundesin agulim kamar. He's talking about round posts. Rowing kol she'yesh ba'ovyan kol kach she'ilu yachiku v'yinakl ovi igulam v'yirabum. If you would make from this round thing a square, you'd carve it out to make it square. V'yachloku yesh ba'en tefach l'kanam tefachan. You would have still a tefach going to each direction. Then even the round one is considered like it extends a tefach each direction. You make it like a gutter that has two walls. That's the gutter. Right, it's like a V. Right, like a corner piece. What? An L. Yeah. One would extend north to south and one east to west. You find the same halacha by Shabbos. That if you have amudim around a be'er, that it's considered Rishus HaYochid. But there you need an amma to each side. As Tosa says, because that's the chumra of Shabbos. But really, Mikra Adin, a tefach is good enough. The Rabbanim were machmer by Shabbos to need an amma to each side. But by Sukkah, a tefach is enough, according to Rabbi Yaakov. Be'eruvin, shenitarim ba'arba diyumdim. Ve'al shem sheyesh l'kol echad shtei mechitzas. Why is it called a diyumid? Because each one has two mechitzas. It extends to two directions. Kari lehu diyumdim. Diyo amudim. Dual amudim. Shnei amudim. Shoyer Biakov Omer, Diyum de Sukkah, Diyo Dayo Betefach. The Lokishol Pasi Biro Shitzrihu Amalakan Vamalakan. Not like by Shabbos, where you need that each post should extend an Amma, six Tvachim, to each side. Yalkor Chodra Biakov, the Omer Yakov Yakloku, Bigulin Komer. That which it says that we consider it as if it's square, an L, right, is where it's round, because otherwise you're not to consider anything. It is. What's it called? Square. Diben merubayin lo amr ela yachloku. Doch yamrin lo beiruv. Because if we square, then all you have to do is say that we consider it as if you would, what's it called, be hollow, and it would go to two directions. If it's round, you first have to square it off and then hollow it out. That's a chiddush. Shtayim kil chasan ba'orech kol asuka v'rechava. You need two walls that are connected, one to the length and one to the width, that are at least seven tefachim. This is what the rabbanon hold. Two solid walls, echad liorka v'echad l'rochba, u'shlishis afilu tefach, tohochi agmi rachmona l'moshe misinai, t'bishlishis sogilei b'tefach. But even the Rabbanan agreed that the third wall is enough a tefach, as long as it's set up in a way that there you can have an imaginary wall for the other six tefachim. But you need two solid walls, one length and one width, and we'll see how that works out later, seven by seven. So these imaginary walls, according to the Rabbanan, don't help unless you first have two walls that are completely solid, seven by seven. Okay.